Another way of thinking about this in terms of this relationship between what's going on here so far as the divine natural goes, the Lord's divine natural. So from a logopraxis perspective, to think of that in terms of the way we understand the letter of the word is the Lord's divine natural. We can tend to forget that. And the way we understand it will determine whether those first principles are able to be seen through the letter or not. So if we're caught in person, place, space, and time when we read, then we are separated from being able to appreciate the application of the word to states of life. So, you know, removal of person, place, space, and time is, if you like, a first principle. It's a first principle because it's a quality that has to occur if we're going to appreciate the word in relation to states of mind and how it can be applied at that level. So what's happening here also is the idea that the letter is being recast in terms of how a person understands it, so that those first principles are much more readily available at a conscious level. So 5249, it talks about this process. And came to Pharaoh means a communication with a new natural. So there's a new natural here. So it implies there's an old one. This is clear from the meaning of coming in this instance as a communication through influx. And from the representation of Pharaoh as the new natural dealt with, what the words in this verse hold within them is evident from the explanations of them that have been given. For these words described how Joseph was set free from the pit and came to Pharaoh. In the internal sense, Joseph represents the Lord so far as the celestial of the spiritual is concerned, while Pharaoh represents the natural or external man. The pit in which Joseph was confined represents a state of temptation endured by the Lord, which involved the celestial of the spiritual, while his being called from the pit by Pharaoh means a state of release from temptations and also a state of influx and communication after that with the new natural. From all this, it is evident that the internal sense contains a description at this point of how the Lord made his natural new and at length divine. So that's the process. And while that's talking about the Lord, what the Lord does, but that's what the word does in us. The word at the level of the letter is the Lord's divine natural. And the idea of it being made divine has to do with when we come to see how it can support first principles, spiritual principles, as opposed to being caught up in the appearances. When we understand the word from appearances, that's the old natural. Sensory appearances, person, place, space, and time. When those things are removed, we're then starting to move into the realm of the new natural.